You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Bonjour, Benoit. Bonjour, April 9th, 2020. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. I don't have much time. I paged you earlier, but you were busy. I have a few minutes. I just wanted to ask you that about the tweet I posted on fakeologist.com/blog. It was allegedly in Quebec, which is a province in Canada, you can go online and see the status of a hospital. You're investigating that because your specialty, your mother tongue is La Française.
Yes. So I am watching at the page indeed, and when we finish that, I will link it in the live stream show notes. But yes, it's the waiting time in the emergency room in Quebec, and it is listed by name. Alphabetical name. So if we pick, for example, Montreal, because Montreal will, of course, be the biggest one, You get the number of beds, you get the number of beds occupied, I think, and you get the occupation rate for the 10 last days. So if I'm correct, the only one that is showing something that is near the red or the orange, which means that it is occupied by many people, is the Institut Universitaire en Santé Mentale Douglas, which means University Institute for Mental Health, Douglas.
Mental health. All right. That's what the tweet said. So people are, this is real. I think people really are stressed out right now. I think all of us can go get evidence in our own lives. The stress level is going through the roof.
Yes. And apart from that, the only other one is the Hôpital de la Salle, which has an occupation rate of 80%. And apart from those two, there is a few that are almost 70%, but that's it. No other one in Montreal is showing anything that will make you think that it is overrun by patient.
Does it show the whole hospital, or does it break it down by department? For instance, intensive care unit, ICU is one unit.
So, to give you an example, the list is as so. You first get the CHU Saint-Justine, then the Centre Hospitalier de l'Université de Montréal, and after that, Institut Universitaire en Santé Mentale de Montréal, Hôpital Maisonneuve-Rosemont, Hôpital Santa Cabrini, Centre Hospitalier de Sainte-Marie, Institut Universitaire en Santé Mentale Douglas, Hôpital de la Salle, Hôpital Général du Lakeshore. L'hôpital général juif Sir Mortimer B. Davis, which is my favorite one in the whole list, because it's not very, very much occupied. It has one of the lowest occupation rate. L'hôpital général juif.
The Swiss. What rate is that? It's the total occupation of the whole hospital, or does it break it down by units? For instance,
I think that it's about the emergency room.
Only
the emergency room.
Okay, so they're only emergency room number. So an emergency room, of course, catches everyone. That's the intake of any hospital. So you have to go through the emergency room.
Right. The only one that was over occupied, I'm trying to reach, but the thing is that I will need to install an app on my cell phone to do so.
Okay.
So apparently, it is the Hôpital Le Royer, 635 Boulevard Joliet, with one L, one T, at Baie Cormeau in Quebec. Apparently, that is the only one. Yes. And they show that they have 10 beds available and the occupation is 12, so it is a 120% occupation rate.
Yeah, Baie Cormeau is a very tiny little place in Quebec. It's the size of a postage stamp.
Yes, and the thing is that with this number, you get a car crash with 3 cars involved, and you are already above the capacity of the emergency room there.
But we all know that there's no one driving, so the car crashes are way down.
Yes.
Everything is way down in general. So technically, only Yeah, you're just going to get the normal set of emergencies, kidney stones, just things that you cannot live without a hospital.
And but I think that some of those, some of those are definitely closed, I think, because, for example, in the place named Côte Nord, which is where the Hôpital Le Royer is situated, almost all of the other places are empty. So I think that in the end, they might have been closed and everything is reported to Hôpital Le Royer, which makes for the higher occupation rate.
Yes, probably. Exactly. They're consolidating, yeah. And John LeBon put a video out saying that doctors are going bankrupt. Most doctors are, even though they work for the state, they're small businesses. They're independent businesses, at least where I am. They just bill the healthcare system and they make very good money, of course, but they have to pay for their office, their staff. They have to pay for all of that.
Yes.
So if they're
the thing is that as I'm watching everything for Quebec, in all honesty, there is almost no over-occupation of any emergency room. What I can see when I can gather looking at the graph very quickly is that apparently some smaller places in some region are closed and everything is reported to other emergency room, but really nothing on the number is showing an over-occupation, apart from the mental health place in Montreal.
Yes, I'm sure.
But they only got six places.
They only got six places
and all are occupied.
Oh, okay. Well, that's important, the number. So there's only six spots in their intake at that hospital?
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, okay. So that's okay. So that's easy. In other words, we talk about technology and how this is also a introduction of great big piles of technology. And
yes.
I'm not necessarily against it, but this is a good use for us. It seems to be a real statistic, but we're using technology to get the truth. And the truth is out there if you want to find it.
Yes, it doesn't show any over-occupation. But the thing is that in reality, in a normal time, it might have an higher occupation rate because people are so scared that they avoid going to the emergency room if they can. So maybe some people are in pain in some of the region I'm looking at and they don't even report to the ER. So number might
if you have COVID symptoms, which are simple cold symptoms, pretty much you consult over the phone now, and the advice that I hear is don't go to the hospital. The doctors or the clinics, they're consulting everything by phone or Skype or video conferencing, but I think mainly on the phone because everyone has a phone. So they're told not to come in.
Yes, exactly. And there was this small bit in the news 2 or 3 days ago. I did watch it quickly. And they were showing the emergency room in Fribourg, which is another town in Switzerland, and that one was totally empty. They had people watching over the computers, trying to be looking busy or whatever, but the normal, let's say the regular emergency, nothing that is COVID-related or breathing problem-related, it was totally empty. So I encourage each and everyone that has a minor health issue, just go to your emergency room, say that you are in pain. They have all the doctors, the time, and the manpower to help you. So maybe now it's the time.
Yes. Well, the guy, I put a link, I put a tweet. I do a lot of tweeting, so follow me on I Am a Fakeologist on Twitter. One guy broke his wrist. He fell off his bike. He was in and out of a major hospital in Toronto in record time.
Yes. 3 weeks ago, I got a teeth pulled out, and it was done in 40 minutes. By the time I entered the building, until the time I exited the building, it was 40 minutes.
But what does that also mean? That means that doctors, there's no doctors for the most part doing any elective surgery in the hospital, so they're not making any money, so they will have a hard time.
Yes.
Now, they're going to get bailed out for sure by the government.
Yes.
That's the employer.
If you have just a small pain in your knee, go to your emergency room and say that the pain is unbearable, and they will fix you quick because they have the personnel, they have the room, they have everything, and they are not using it.
I got to bail now because I'm still essential.
Yes.
I'm an essential service still, so I'll talk to you later. Anyone who wants to talk, just ping me or Jarrus and then make a date, and we'll try and show up. That's how it works. Go right into the audio chat, mute yourself, just wait. Someone will come in. It's very busy in the corona days,
yes.
And someone will talk to you.
Yes, and I will remain in the room for a while. But it was interesting to help you get over a bit of statistics in Canada. And if those numbers are to be believed, there is no panic there.
Well,
except if you are a crazy lunatic in some area in Montreal, then you might want to avoid going to the ER because it's full. But apart from that, you're pretty fine if you are in Canada and you are in pain.
Yes. Well, I wanted to recruit you because obviously French is your mother tongue. You can read
yes.
a website in 5 seconds where I have to translate it and have all kinds of trouble. You can
yes.
just probably just look at it super quickly. But yeah, why
yes.
don't you keep an eye on that? Send me the links to wherever you think.
Yes, everything will be put on the live stream show notes.
And then I'll put them in the post on fakeologist.com. And hey, if you're
exactly.
looking at the worldometer.info/coronavirus to see what bullshit Johns Hopkins is putting out with the corona, why don't you look at the government of Quebec
yes.
and see if their numbers match? And I believe, I tend to believe the government of Quebec numbers, especially if they're automated, more than Johns Hopkins, who invented this hoax.
Yes. And it is something that I will keep looking at to see if there is any surge
yeah.
or whatever. And also it can be equated to whatever you can hear on the news. You can watch if there is any reality to it, you know. If they're saying, yes, the room is overrun and everything, we don't have enough
tomorrow,
the numbers.
Tomorrow is Good
so
Friday
different.
Here. I don't think I'm working tomorrow. So we can do a show tomorrow, too, if anyone wants to come by.
Yes, I will be there. I am not the possessor of a better cell phone. I will not have more time to be on the air and
okay.
go back to full capacity. But I think that it's great that you made Russ a mud because there is an insane amount of coming here at this point.
Well, he wanted, he helped do some moderating without being asked. And you can't be here all the time. You're in a different time
you're
zone
not.
By 6 hours. So if anyone wants to help and we trust them, we'll bring them on, even if they're bad
exactly.
comedians.
yes.
All right, we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A fascinating conversation, and yes, I will put it on the live stream show notes for everyone to see. Like I said, if those numbers are to be believed, nothing much to worry about, not too much to be concerned, except if you run out of anxiety or schizophrenia meds, but whatever. Will be on the live stream for a while, and if everybody wants, anybody, I'm sorry, want to join me, I will be there.
And that's all, folks.